Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
You're going to meet the person of your dreams today. I'm very sex-driven, so don't be like, you know, shocked or anything like that. I don't want to deal with that crap.
And now, today's episode.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
All right, settle down.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you. Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. I think it's obvious by now. First rule, no touching, please. I talk, you listen, no touching. You know, we're taught throughout our lives not to talk to strangers, and yet strangers are very sexually interesting, aren't they? You never have fantasies about people you know real well. Your sexual fantasies are always about strangers whom you don't know real well, but you fantasize about being with them. And then if it ever actually comes true, that doesn't work anymore. Then you start fantasizing about other strangers. Interesting. Not funny, just interesting. Fantasy's only as good until it becomes reality, then it's not good anymore because it's not fantasy. And we live in a world of fantasy. We always think everything is going to be wonderful. Everybody's trustworthy, and there's good inside of everybody. Fantasy. I've never really gotten into video games, never got into that stuff. Never. Fantasy football? What is that? Was that football players putting on fairy costumes? What kind of fantasy is that? I don't understand. Reality is the thing you should be dealing with, not fantasy. Don Trump. I've never known of a person who lives more inside their own head and nowhere else than Don Trump. I call him Don because I don't know him, but I certainly know of him, and I certainly looked up the definition of douchebag, and I certainly connected the two people. One person and the object. I understand a lot of things. This I don't understand. I hope you're following the impeachment inquiry thing because it is so consequential, it's not funny at all. If you are saying to me, Ron, I don't follow that stuff, I just don't follow it, let them work it out, then you really should get on a spaceship and get off the planet, because this is like everything. Anyway, Donald Trump is being investigated for the purpose of impeachment, and today the House is going to take a vote and make it official, even though it already is. Here's the thing, man. What really bothers me the most about our American society, which is supposed to be so pure and clean according to the Constitution, no one is above the law. No one is above the law. All of us are created equal. That is so much bullshit. I mean, if we're going to have it in the Constitution thing, why don't we just follow that? Why do we not do that? Why are people not created equal at all? And why are certain people way above the law? Why do rich people who have a lot of money, which is a definition of rich, by the way, why do they not get in more legal trouble? Because they have extremely powerful attorneys that they can afford to buy that get them off these charges. And they are above the law accordingly because they have more money. Now, if you were accused of doing something wrong, you don't have the money to hire these high-powered lawyers who get you off of everything. You have to deal with a regular attorney or possibly a public attorney and just roll your dice with that. You can't afford, you don't have the money otherwise. Bail is set at $20,000. I can't make bail. Oh, I'm rich. I can make bail. $20,000 to me is nothing. You know, this our society is based on your financial wealth, believe it or not, and I know you do believe it. So, when I hear that all people are created equal and are equal in the eyes of the law, I have to mutter that bullshit phrase, because it's just not true. It sounds real good. It makes us kind of back off of it a little bit, but it's absolutely true that it doesn't work that way. For example, if I received a subpoena from the courts or from the government, which would be the House of Representatives, to appear in a hearing or to appear in front of the court, that subpoena is a legal telling me to appear in the damn court. If I don't appear, do you know what happens? The next day, there's a knock at my door, and there are people dressed up in official uniforms and police officers, and they would put a pair of handcuffs on me and escort me into a jail because I defied a subpoena, and I'd have to appear before a judge forcibly in cuffs because I did not honor a subpoena and did not appear in court or at a hearing. Now, if you're being investigated, you receive a subpoena from the United States government, and you just don't show up, like many Trump White House employees demonstrated, nothing seems to happen to them. Why? Why aren't they visited by officers the next day, placed under arrest, and hauled into court? Why is that different? Why do we get hauled, but they don't? Because they have public official jobs in the White House or in government? I don't understand that. How is that possible? Nobody is above the law. The president is above the law. It is stated, but not in so many words, that the president cannot be indicted. Yes, he can. And nobody challenges this. If I'm to live in a society where there are certain people, depending on their jobs and position, that are indeed above the law, then I think something's a little wrong. Someone's not reading the words on the sheet. That bothers me. Does it bother you? Oh, I forgot. You can't respond to me. This is a one-way thing. That makes it kind of nasty. Hey, you know, today is Halloween. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's the day of being scared. If you're constipated, today you're going to get the crap scared out of you.
Let me tell you something about Ron Van Dam. He is not afraid to voice a controversial opinion now and then.
If you're eating four donuts for breakfast, you're probably eating a dozen donuts for lunch.
Whoa, slow it down, Radio Rebel. Don't burn it out all at once. You wild man. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Halloween, when monsters and devils and witches are let out of their hole to fly around your head and create disturbances and fear and scary, horrible moments. It's All Saints Day. It's the day when all the saints gather together in a room and have a meeting. Saint Mary, Saint Joseph, Saint Bartholomew, just to name a few. Watch out, children. They're out to get you. Behind every couch, around every corner, under every blanket lies a devil or an evil thing that will devour your organs and spit them out all over the place. Watch out, children. Watch out. Children dress up in scary costumes and make believe they're sexy nurses just for a day. When they come begging at your door for candy like some pathetic little bum, they are the epitome of the holiday. It's the day that we celebrate blood and guts. For some odd reason, I don't know why. Watch out! Watch out for that chainsaw! Watch out, it could hurt you somehow. I don't know why that's so funny. It's a day of ghosts and goblins and spirits floating by. It's a day when the reality of life becomes fantasy. But there's one place adults and children should never go. A place that's scarier than any other place on the planet. A place that's condemned and ridiculed. Where people go in and they never come out. Where the dangers of life are magnified to the point of non-existence and horror. And terrible things that go bump in the night. Bumpy things is what they are. Terrible things with bumps. Like your face. Like your forehead when you're a teenager. Those kinds of bumps. The ones that ooze and sore and itch. Those kinds of bumps. Scary bumps. You can go to all the houses you want, children, and collect your stupid little candy, your little teeth-rotting treats. But there's one house of which you should never visit. It's a house that's far off in the distance, on a hill. There's wind all the time there, and creaking, and horrible things, and screams inside. Screams of agony and horribleness and awful things in that house. Kids, do not approach that house, for you will not survive. You will not even get any candy. You will actually be harmed in reality. Kids, avoid this house as best you can, no matter what anybody says. Even if you're invited to come in, don't go. It will be the death of you. Avoid it like the plague, or like the plaque if you can't spell plague. It's a horrible place to be, and the people inside are zombies. They walk around aimlessly, trying to harm you in the best way that they possibly can. Please be careful, for it is peril, and it is certain death. Children of the corn, and children of the green beans, don't go close to this place. Please, I implore you, I implore you, I'm employing you in a job. Do not go into this house. And the address? It's on Pennsylvania Avenue, but it's not in Pennsylvania. It's in Washington, D.C. It's the biggest, scariest house of all. Do not approach it, for you shall perish from the earth. Be careful. Do not approach the house. It is the White House. Do not go close to it, especially if you're a whistleblower. If you enjoy blowing whistles, do not go close to this house. And when the door opens, there's a scary man standing there with wild witch-like hair and an orange face just like a pumpkin. And when it looks at you, you feel the daggers going through you like a schoolyard child being demeaned by a bully. Small hands, no heart. It's Donald Trump standing there daring you to take his candy. But don't take the dare. Don't take the dare. It will be the last dare you ever take. Don't go there. Don't go there anymore. It's a bad place. It's a place where evil lurks. There's a hole inside that White House that goes directly to hell, and those inside it are part of it. Don't go, I ask you, please. For the love of God, don't go. Going to have a little commercial. When we come back, my guest will join me for today. But be careful, my guest is a strange person.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy. If you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Ron, what's up, man?
Hey, Sam Talbot's here.
I'm here.
There's applause. You just can't hear it, but it's happening. Sam is a celebrity chef, author, entrepreneur, And we're talking about diabetes because November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Well, every day is, really. Crazy that we assign months to it, but okay. congratulations on your book and everything. Let me ask you, though, now you have a particular interest in the subject matter, I understand.
I do. You know, I personally, I was diagnosed with diabetes at a young age, right? So I was diagnosed at 12. I'm 41 now. And for me, for me to live a life of living more and worrying less, it really boils down to the technology.
Very cool.
Right? And so, yeah. And so I'm able to wear a Medtronic Guardian Connect as my sensor. And that sensor is just giving me state-of-the-art glucose level information. It coexists with Sugar IQ, which is an app. And so between the Medtronic Guardian Connect, my Sugar IQ app, like the technology and the way that I'm able to manage my diabetes is just so refreshing. It's so, listen, it boils down to I get to live a life of worrying more and living, worrying less and living more.
Yeah. The other way around for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, and I talk about this frequently, when you have a physical concern, sometimes you turn out for the better because you actually turn out healthier, and I'll tell you why. It's because you're eating properly, and if everybody ate as if they had the same condition, and most do and don't even realize it, they'd be healthier just by eating that way anyway, disease or no disease. And, I mean, it's such an obvious lesson.
Ron, I don't know what to say because I was supposed to say that part.
I'm sorry.
I'm just like, I don't even know. Do you even need me here for this anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, I do. Because I don't know. Because I have to know. I have to know how to do this, though.
It's true, though, man. You couldn't have. It's honestly my line. I feel like you and I are going to be fast friends after this interview because that's what I say to everybody. If everybody ate the way that we're talking about today, the world would be. It would have less type 2 diabetes, hopefully. It would have less mental health issues, hopefully. It would have less obesity issues.
Yep.
And, some say it's common sense. I don't know if it's necessarily common sense. What I do know is that there's companies like Medtronic. There's companies like foundations like Beyond Type 1 that are keep pushing. There's gentlemen like me that are keep pushing the levels of education and awareness so that it can become common sense. And for those that are living with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, that they know that companies like Medtronic is available to them as well.
Oh, absolutely. Know? Yeah. I mean, there are technology is incredible, medical technology and otherwise linking together so that we can manage these things as if it's not a great issue anymore. But diet has to change, and that's the stumbling block for many people. I think half of America has pre-diabetes, which is now a thing, and that's on the doorstep. And you got to eat differently, even with that. America runs on the poison called sugar, and it just grabs us like crack or something. I mean, that's the problem.
It's true. It's sugar in my, it's why we're such fast friends, Ron. Yeah. But sugar, I've always called it the toxin, and it's exactly that. It's processed, it's refined. Mm-hmm. It does nothing good for you or our ecosystem in any way, shape, or capacity. Mm-hmm. And when it's so processed and so refined, it just leaves us with, our organs working faster to process it out of our body. So you're right. My three pillars are for me to live. But like what you just said, it's not only just food. It's not just about eating right. Yeah. It is exercise. It's eating, exercise, and then being able to know your glucose levels whenever deem fit. And I'm able to do those things. I'm able to have my glucose levels given to me. Up-to-date information through my Medtronic Guardian Connect. I'm able to make and talk about delicious organic food that's accessible for everyone and exercise. And if you're managing those three things as a type 1 or a type 2, if you're managing at least two of them and you're not type 1 or type 2 and you're not worried about your glucose levels, at least be worried about what you're eating and how much you're exercising, because you can become pre-diabetic or type 2, and you just don't.
Absolutely.
If you're not in the club, it's not one you want to be in.
Yeah, no, it isn't. But at the same time, eat like it and live like it. Can you give me a
eat like it, live like it? That's right.
Can you give me a quick, easy recipe that I don't have to be concerned about sugar content and all that kind of stuff? Something that's healthy and will fill me up nicely.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I have two quick dishes I'd like to tell you about. For me, I love gluten-free. I love gluten-free toast, so I take some gluten-free toast, toast it up, and then I put a little bit of almond butter and a little bit of crunchy bacon for extra protein, top it off with some paprika, and that's like an all-day snack, man, that just, you know, it's packed with protein, packed with goodness. And then another one, you know, there's a lot of boring vegetable crudités out there. It's just like a raw carrot sitting with whatever. What I like to do, man, is I take fresh cucumber, I take fresh daikon, I chop it up, I toss it with Himalayan salt, a little bit of coconut vinegar, some lemon zest, and it's the most refreshing, crispy, crunchy vegetable crudité you can have. Right on, like, you know, if you're a football guy, man, you can munch on that during a football game or something. But again, it's clean, it's healthy, it makes sense, good for your body, it's good for the environment, my man.
Nice. Okay. So stay away from the processed. Go for the natural, things that are sweet naturally, vegetables, that kind of thing, and you're on your road.
That's right. And if you are looking for any more information that we can help you with, please check out our website at www.livemoreworryless. Check it out.
Perfect. And of course, the medical technology, always discuss with your doctor, but it's there. Where do I go for that kind of information?
Exactly. You know, I mean, for that type of information, I would definitely recommend going to your physician and then finding out what works best for you. Again, what's changed my life for the best is the Medtronic Guardian Connect, and alongside the Sugar IQ, it's up to date information. It's tracking my glucose levels and predicting my ups and downs. Yeah. So for me, if someone's telling me if Sugar IQ is able to say, hey, you might be going down in a few hours, or hey, glucose levels might be going up in a few hours. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Cool. Is live, you know, live more, think less, worry less.
Yeah. Sam, and of course, the book is A Sweet Life: Diabetes Without Boundaries.
That's right. I've wrote two books. The first one you're referring to is Diabetes: A Life Without the Sweet Life,
right.
Diabetes Without Boundaries, and then the second book, which is called 100% Real, which is, again, geared towards anybody who's looking to make those life changes, which are all about delicious, seasonal, accessible food.
So we can Google that and pick up the book, too.
Googleize it.
Yeah, Googleize it. Sam, you know, most of us don't do anything until we have an example, someone who leads us, who shows us that this is what can be done, this is what you can do, and it works for me. We all need that. Thank you for being that person today, and great talking to you.
It's what brings me the most joy in life, so you don't have to thank me. It's where my passion lies. It's educating and helping others who need a little boost, that's all. So I appreciate it, man.
Okay, Sam Talbot, thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Why am I talking like this? I'm not doing that Halloween bit anymore. There's no reason for me to talk like this. Well, thank you for being with me today. I'm still talking like this. Why am I doing that? It's because I've been possessed by the scary people of the United States. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace. Whoa. Whoa.